Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to Him for that. Let me encourage you from the words of Jesus, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 29 to 31. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father, and even the very hairs of your head are all numbered, so don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. You know, my dear people of God, I was listening to this beautiful song. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Then it says, let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path He leadeth, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. The third verse says, whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Right? And the chorus goes, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. What a beautiful hymn. It's amazing. You will love it. Just hear it after I had posted it on this wall. You know, this Sevilla de Martin, author of this beautiful gospel hymn text, tells of a visit in 1904 to a bedridden Christian friend. Mrs. Martin asked the woman if she ever got discouraged because of her physical condition. Her friend responded quickly, Mrs. Martin, how can I be discouraged when my Heavenly Father watches over each little sparrow and I know He loves and cares for me? Within just a few minutes, Mrs. Martin completed the writing of a new text, which was since been a source of great encouragement to many of God's people. My dear brothers and sisters, it is interesting that our Lord chose the most common of all birds, sparrows of little value, to teach a profound truth. In God's eyes, no one is insignificant. He is vitally concerned with even the minutest details of our lives. Notice also that the Bible uses another bird to teach this inspiring truth. In Isaiah 40:31, it's written, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. Hallelujah. With an awareness of God's concern for our lives and promise of His enabling power to live victoriously, why should we be afraid? The book of Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 18 says, though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. Amen. So, rest and rejoice in the assurance of God's love. Seek to bring a word of cheerful encouragement to some sick or invalid individual. Remind him or her of God's concern and the truth of this beautiful hymn. Amen. Let's pray. Abba Father, we are so grateful to You that irrespective of our situation and irrespective of what our condition is, we can always choose to rejoice in You, knowing that not even a single sparrow falls to the ground without the knowledge of Yeshua. I pray, Lord God Almighty, Your word says, even a hair are numbered. And Lord, You care for us. Abba Father, we are so grateful. Even the minutest details of our lives You care about, because we are Your children. And we thank You for that. This morning, O Lord, our hearts are filled with gratitude to know that we are not, Lord, insignificant, that we are significant people because you have chosen us. You have predestined us, foreordained us, O Lord God Almighty, to be your inheritance. You have called us. You have justified us. You have sanctified us. You have glorified us as your sons and daughters, and we thank you. This morning, O Lord, as your flock steps out to their jobs, businesses, and running the chores for daily chores, I pray that your blessings will overtake them, and you will prosper them and flourish them. And pray for the ones who are sick. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I speak the healing virtue of God to flow into their bodies, that they'll be healed, made whole by the power of your Spirit, that in everything Christ will be magnified and Christ will be glorified. We thank you. We love you, we appreciate you, we honor you, adore you, exalt you, and we give you all the praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.